You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today on Finishing Well, we've got a sort of a three-legged race. And actually, we're calling this show IRAs, a three-legged race, because, you know, when you look at that whole thing, Hans, you brought it up that, in again, our certified financial planner, Hans Scheil, and today we have a special guest as well, so we kind of have a three-legged race, but we're going to get into what Amos 3:3 is here in a minute. But before we say that, Hans, share with us about our silent partners when it comes to IRA.
And so our silent partner is Uncle Sam. So a lot of folks don't really realize this, but Uncle Sam, or the IRS, or the U.S. federal government, and the state income tax people are partners in your IRA. And they have been since you started first putting money in your 401k or your IRA. And they're going to continue to be until you get that money out of the IRA. And every dollar coming out of there, you got to pay income tax. So what we do as a profession is try to help people minimize that tax and get as much money out of there as we can with the least amount of tax.
Right. So if you picture with me that you've got this Uncle Sam character with his finger out, and he wants you to be his partner because he knows that you can make an income for him as well as for yourself. And so there's definitely a partnership there. And there's a study, before we get into our mystery guest here, but there's a study in Amos 3:3. It's a fascinating thing to me that Amos 3:3 is what Amos 3:3 is. And what Amos 3:3 is can two walk together except they be agreed? And I don't know if you've ever been in a three-legged race, but they tie the two legs together. And then, you know, the team that can obviously get in sync with one another as far as running in the other legs that are on the outside of that are the teams that's going to win. And so how do you get in agreement with Uncle Sam? And we're going to talk about those strategies, but I want you to think through the spiritual aspect of what we're talking about here, because clearly it's kind of fascinating as we ask God into our hearts and God into our lives. And as Jesus said, apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so life, to an extent, with God is a three-legged race. And, of course, it's just like Robbie to take off running when God has wanted me to sit still. And so it's kind of a cool topic. So as Hans and our mystery guest go into this today, I want you to think about the spiritual aspect of what may be going on in our lives when we don't figure out, you know, and we don't spend time thinking about what's going on with the other person in our three-legged race. So with that, Hans, I think it's time to introduce our mystery guest.
Okay, that's terrific. Today we have Tom Griffith, Certified Financial Planner, CFP, who I'm extremely proud of. Tom is 26 years old, or 27.
27 as of a couple days ago.
So he's 27 years old. See, he doesn't even correct me when I'm wrong. Tom is such a respectful young guy. Tom was an Eagle Scout, or is an Eagle Scout. So is my son. And Tom came to work with Cardinal and with me 6 years ago, between his junior and senior year at college at UNC. And he's just stuck around ever since and started working on his CFP about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And he achieved it 2 years ago, where he took the exam and did all the experience stuff. It's pretty remarkable. At 25 years old, he was a certified financial planner and one of the youngest in the country. And to add to all that, Tom is a wonderful, Tom loves the Lord. He's just a very strong Christian, and he works in here with us. And he also talks to a lot of our clients, those of you that have become clients, and there's many of you that are listeners to the show, you know Tom well, and he does all the work around here. So I want to introduce Tom.
Nice to meet everyone.
Yeah, we're excited to hear from Tom. And, you know, when we're thinking about this, Tom, you had a lady you were working with that illustrates a couple of points. One that I wanted to mention as you talk about this is I've talked to friends, you know, I would have never talked about things like IRAs or this in my entire life had I not met Hans. But now that I do this show, people come up to me, and it's not infrequently that they start asking me stuff like I'm going to know something. And I always say, well, this is a good time that you need to reach out to cardinalguide.com, which is the sponsor of the show, because they're, you know, Hans, Tom, those people will help you a great deal than me. You know, I'll say, well, when it comes to IRAs, and they'll look at me and they go, Robbie, I don't have an IRA. All I have is a 401k. And I'm thinking, well, I think you have a little bit of a misunderstanding, but because a lot of the regulations are the same, right, Hans?
For the most part, the regulations are the same. But with a 401k, you've got a plan document where you actually have the plan administrator that can make some extra rules that can be good or bad for you. And you also have the option, if you have a 401k, to roll it over into an IRA, to get it into an IRA, which, and sometimes you have to do that.
Right, and that's where you come in, Tom.
Yeah, so we had a client who was coming to us. She's still working, and she had a 401k from an old employer that she was no longer working with. And she's turning 70 and a half. She turned 70 and a half last year, and she got a letter from her old 401k saying, you need to do something with this. And so she brought it into us, says, what do I need to do here? And unbeknownst to her, if she did nothing, if she just left it alone, they were going to send her a check for the full balance of that 401k with some taxes withheld. But essentially, all that money was going to show up as taxable income in that year, just based off the plan documents. They essentially didn't want to have to deal with the required minimum distributions. And so they were just going to send it to her. So luckily, she brought it to us in time where we could fix this. We ended up opening an IRA, rolling it into an IRA, so she didn't have to take it all in 1 year. But it just goes to show that, I mean, you know, a lot of people just leave the money in the 401k just because that's where it's been, it's done well, and they don't want to mess with it. And it could be good. There could be reasons to do that. But there's also things that they might not know or think about as consequences of doing so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is a good time to pause and say you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil and Tom. And we are always talking about this book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is there at cardinalguide.com. And you can get the chapter that we're talking about today, IRAs, specifically the three-legged race of IRAs. But it's just called IRAs as far as the Seven Worries tab. And if you go to the Seven Worries tab, you can just click on that and get a free PDF, or Hans, they can just email you, right?
Oh, sure. You can go on the website, send us a message. You can pop us an email or give us a call. We'll be glad to send the book out, the whole thing, no charge. Just mention that you were listening to the show. You can also get, if you don't want to tell us who you are, a lot of people like to stay anonymous with folks like us. You can get it on Amazon, or you can even find it on Amazon through our website. So there's lots of ways to get to the book.
You can get the like iPad one. I'm trying to think of the word, the electronic, the digital one for what, $1.95 or something?
$1.99. Yeah, on the Kindle version if you...
That's what, the Kindle.
Kindle, Amazon, the e-book. We can also email you a PDF for free. So, like I said, it's not all about the revenue from the sale of books. It's really about getting the information to you. I think you'll find it enjoyable, and we thank you for listening, and we'd love to get a copy of the book out to you.
Yeah, and also we want to make you aware of, if you go to cardinalguide.com or you go to iTunes or wherever you go, if you got a Apple iPhone, you can say, Siri, you know, I want to listen to the Finishing Well podcast. And it'll come right up on your phone and subscribe there, and you'll get these podcasts every week. You can hear the rest of the show that maybe you couldn't hear on the radio today, or listen up previous shows that we've done on IRAs or other subjects when it comes to Finishing Well. You know, getting back to our partner there with his finger held out, Hans, you know, this whole idea of minimum distribution, some people listening may be going, what in the world is that?
Yeah, so there's a regulation that says that when you turn 70 and a half, they can't make things easy and make it 70. So 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out of your IRA. And they have this 401k, same way, you have to start taking out money. And the amount that you have to take out is a bit of a complicated formula. But let's just say when you're right at that age, it's about approaching 4% of the balance as of last year, of the prior year. And then you got to take money out every year. And the amount that you got to take out, the percentage grows as you age. It's based upon your life expectancy. And so that has a lot of ramifications to it. And one of them is that people think this is the silent partner, Uncle Sam telling them, well, take out the minimum. This is how much you got to take out. When in reality, that's not going to reduce your balance by that much, taking out 4%. In fact, you know, many years you're going to grow the thing by more than that. So you're going to grow it right back. And the ramifications of that is we see a lot of people who work out like your father did with a pretty substantial balance when they pass away and they leave it on to their kids.
You had a really good analogy there as far as money using $100,000, right, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they will just say, you know, we're going to take Social Security as early as we can, 62, and we'll just leave the IRA alone, and then when we hit 70 and a half, we'll start taking it out. Well, you know, like we're saying, it grows, and all of a sudden taxes become an issue either for you or for your children. And one of the things that could make sense, and I don't necessarily want people doing this without us talking to us further, but what could make sense is living off the IRA in the early years of retirement, or at least drawing that out while you don't have to pay much taxes on it. And even if you don't spend it, you can put it in a Roth IRA or in a taxable brokerage account or something like that, or live off of it and then delay your Social Security so it gets to be a much higher amount. And then, like we've discussed in previous shows, you know, having that amount be higher would be good if one of the spouses dies, they get the higher check. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to delay it, but it could make a lot of sense to draw that IRA down before starting at 70 and a half.
Right. And Hans, you had said earlier that when you looked at it as flat money, that a Roth IRA compared to a regular IRA, what's the difference using $100,000?
Yeah, so if you had $100,000 in a traditional IRA, that you're still going to hit, you still have a silent partner, the IRS, the equivalent of, you could have $60,000 in a Roth IRA, and it would basically be the same thing because you got no partner.
Right.
So that can grow tax-free, and you can make withdrawals tax-free, and you can pass it on to your kids tax-free.
So when you're looking at that huge balance in an IRA, if it were in a Roth IRA, it really is a phenomenally huge balance, but the regular IRA, there's tax ramifications. So when we come back, we're going to hear more about this three-legged race and the three-legged strategy of Amos 3-3 when it comes to IRAs. So stay tuned. Again, in the meantime, go to cardinalguide.com. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about IRAs, the three-legged race. And that's based on the book of Amos 3:3, which is interesting that I did find it fascinating that God, maybe he was thinking about Robbie, that would really tickle me, that Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And if you've listened to the first half of this show, and we hope you are, if you hadn't, you can go back and listen to the podcast. But if you were listening, I'm sure you caught on that there's a whole lot of rules when it comes to IRAs and 401ks. And sometimes they're done by the plan, and sometimes they're done by the government. But the idea, you've got partners, and in order to make progress in this race, right, you got to be in agreement, like Amos 3:3 says. Well, fascinatingly, you know, God gave us the Bible so that the more we study His Word, the more we understand how to run our race with God. It's kind of a cool thing that by listening to this show, you really are showing your own discipleship on how to finish well in your life. And by learning from people like Hans and Tom, you know, strategies to do that. But what a cool thing that God gave us the Bible when you think about it, so that we can run our lives, understanding, you know, really how to run with God and be able to reach the destination that He had in mind. So with that in being said, Hans, you know, there's a few more details that are really helpful as far as how to finish well when it comes to IRAs.
Well, yeah, so your silent partner, which is Uncle Sam, becomes unsilent when you distribute money out of your IRA. And you think about it, you put the money in there and you've accumulated it and invested it, and now you have a balance, some of you a significant balance, it could be a significant percentage of your savings, and you put it in there to distribute it, either to you or somebody. That's what you put money in an account for, is to ultimately take it out and be able to use it to live. And so what we're talking about today is really just getting you to acknowledge and be aware of your partner, and you need to deal with your partner. And, you know, we finished the last segment where we talked about if you had $60,000 or $70,000, if you had a good strategy in a Roth IRA, it's really about the same as $100,000 in a traditional IRA, because in the Roth, you got no partner. And some of you listeners may not know what a Roth IRA is, but it's simply an IRA where you've already paid the tax on the money going in. So when you distribute it, it comes out of there tax-free.
Yeah, but that, if we were talking during the break, that you can even do that in your 50s or 40s.
Oh, sure. Or even earlier than that. I mean, if you're participating in a 401k right now, I would strongly suggest that you contract your 401k provider and you find out whether there's a Roth option. And most likely there is. So you can begin accumulating money in your 401k under a Roth 401k. Now, the downside of doing this is the government's not going to give you a tax deduction for this, or you're going to have to put after-tax money in there. Well, why would I want to do that? Well, this would get rid of your silent partner right from the beginning. We just had a client that came in as a result of this show. He listened to it on the podcast. It was up in Pennsylvania, and he didn't even call us about this particular topic. He called us about long-term care. He's been listening to all the shows. He's listened to all the episodes, and he was telling us about long-term care, but we started talking to him about all his money, and we found out that he has a pretty substantial balance in traditional 401ks, both he and his wife. And I just suggested they look into the Roth option, just what I had talked about. And then he did that between phone calls, and he had already switched all his contributions over to Roth. And he was just thrilled with that, because he's now knowing and planning for his retirement, he's going to have a tax-free income in retirement.
Your experience, Tom, share some of what you've seen with that strategy.
Having different accounts or different ways or different accounts that are taxed in different ways is extremely useful in retirement. A lot of people, all their savings are in IRAs or 401ks or what, you know, sometimes referred to as qualified accounts. And essentially when they need money, they go to that, they take it out, they have to pay the taxes. If you have accounts that are after tax or in a taxable brokerage account or things like that, that's the whole balance coming to you isn't taxable income. It gives you a lot more flexibility and freedom on how you spend your money. Or if an emergency comes up, you're able to tap into that money and not have to worry about the tax ramifications. So having different accounts that are taxed in different ways is extremely helpful.
Well, it also can reduce your taxes on your Social Security. I mean, we've got modeling that Tom is much more of an expert in that than me, where we sit down with people in their 60s, typically, and they're retiring, or getting ready to retire, and now we're showing them the tax bill on their Social Security check. And that tax bill on the Social Security check is driven by the other taxable income. So if you're a person at a very high income level, or, you know, let's just say you're at $75,000 to $100,000 a year in retirement, and part of that could be Social Security, then you really don't have a lot of flexibility to try to reduce your income taxes on Social Security. But if you're a person at like $50,000 of income in retirement, including your Social Security, or $60,000, now you're right on the threshold of whether you're going to pay tax on your Social Security or not. And so we have software to model really for people of all incomes to try to figure out how much do we pull out of the IRA in any given year, and then how much tax will that create on the Social Security. And then there's this thing called IRMA on your Medicare, which is just a hidden stealth tax. So regardless of your income level, paying taxes on income in retirement has a lot of ramifications. I mean, it just reduces your income. And looking at it from the positive, if you've got money in a Roth or you just have it in a regular savings account that isn't going to be taxed coming out, you just gain a lot of flexibility in your retirement of just lowering your tax bill, having more money to spend.
But another point that I would make is, even if you don't have or you don't need the money to live on an IRA, and say you can just live off your Social Security and that's all the money you really need to live, a lot of times it makes sense to still take money out of the IRA, just for the fact that a lot of times you can take a certain amount out and with the standard deduction and everything, pay very little tax on that money and not pay any tax on Social Security. So even with people with just modest amount of money, there's a lot of planning that can be done in an efficient way.
Yeah, I was just sitting there reflecting that, I mean, how cool is it that these people have this money, be it an IRA or whatever. I mean, it's really awesome that they've set that money aside and now they've got it. But another one of the strategies I think that we would be remiss if we didn't mention is the idea of a QCD, right, Hans?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you turn 70 and a half, you are now able to give or donate your minimum distribution or your minimum distribution and more directly to your church. You know, don't try this at home without help, because you got to dot your I's and cross your T's. But if you do it properly and you do it in the right order, it doesn't show up on your taxable income. So this comes as a surprise to many retirees. They're giving faithfully to their church, but they're doing it out of their regular money or out of their after-tax money. They're over 70 and a half, and they're able to do that through their IRA or 401k by doing a direct contribution. And it's called a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution. It doesn't have to be to the church. It could be to any qualified charity.
Yeah, any 501c3, like I might shamelessly say the Jesus Labor of Love. You know, you could make a qualified charitable distribution to that, and away you go. Now you're actually being able to leverage that money without paying tax on it. So this is a good time to mention, you know why these guys know this? Because they are certified financial planners with Cardinal Guide, which is cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide at the end of Cardinal. And there you're going to find all the resources from the book, which, you know, all our shows are based on, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is there at cardinalguide.com, the 7 Worries tab that we always talk about. Today's show, the IRA, you can download the PDF on that whole chapter absolutely free, or just email Hans and order the book. But this whole idea of the silent partner, I think it's in a lot of ways, this partner has not been all bad for us, because, you know, it seems like there's more money in retirement now, Hans, than there ever has been.
Well, there is. And it's not tied to your employer anymore. I mean, that's the other nice thing. It's tied to Uncle Sam, but it's not tied to your employer. So you can't have a business get bankrupt and they rob the people of the pensions, or you have somebody that only worked long enough at a place that they didn't qualify for a pension. So this whole business of accumulating money in a 401k or later an IRA and still having that money at retirement to create your income along with Social Security, it's a wonderful thing. And all we're simply saying is, a lot of people hoard IRA money. They sit on it and they build up and they just take the minimum distribution. And then they got a big balance and they leave these big balances to their kids, and then their kids end up paying all the taxes because their kids usually won't stretch it out over a number of years. They want it right now, so they pay a 40% of it disappears immediately after they pass away.
But there is another place where really it would be helpful if you're one of those children getting a large IRA balance to call you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the planning comes in, is to sit down and just look at your whole situation. We've spouted a lot of things out that may or may not be appropriate for people. So none of this is investment advice, financial planning advice that we're given in general. You know, please don't apply this without a professional. And if you get into my book, you're going to learn that. And if you give us a call, we'll be glad. We don't charge for initial consultations, and we'll sit and we'll discuss your difficulty or your problem and answer your questions. And who knows, we might be able to show you something that can increase your income or increase the amounts you're able to give that you didn't know about before.
There you go. It's cardinalguide.com, of course, certified financial planners, Hans and Tom today. Thank you, guys. It was really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week. So thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.